This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports that President Biden is in Israel for talks with top officials and has commented on destruction at the Al-Ahli Hospital in Gaza on Tuesday.
Touching down in Tel Aviv, President Biden says an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital appears to not have been caused by Israel. During an early meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team. But he also said there were a lot of people out there who weren't sure what caused the blast. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said an airstrike by Israel caused the destruction. The Israeli military blamed a misfired rocket from another militant group, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but that organization also rejected responsibility. In a statement, Biden said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion and the terrible loss of life.
The UN Security Council is expected to vote later on a resolution that condemns the initial attack by Hamas on Israel and the violence against civilians.
The resolution also calls on humanitarian pauses to deliver aid to millions of people in Gaza. Negotiations on the wording of the draft continued through the night on Tuesday, and the final version to be voted on has not yet been released. The vote follows the Security Council's rejection on Monday of a Russian-drafted resolution that condemned violence and terrorism against civilians and called for a humanitarian ceasefire, but made no mention of Hamas. Today's vote is expected to be followed by a meeting to discuss Tuesday's explosion and fire at a Gaza City hospital, packed with patients and other Palestinians seeking shelter. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 500 people were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
A Malaysian government investigation has concluded that a landslide that killed 31 people at an unlicensed campground last year was caused by persistent heavy rainfall, not human activity. This is VOA News. Signaling more turmoil ahead, Republicans rejected Representative Jim Jordan for U.S. House Speaker on a first ballot on Tuesday as a surprising 20 holdouts denied the hard-charging ally of Donald Trump the GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. Additional voting was postponed as the House hit a standstill, stuck while Jordan works to shore up support from Republican colleagues to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy for the job. Reluctant Republicans are refusing to give Jordan their votes, viewing the Ohio congressman as too extreme for the powerful position of House Speaker, second in line to the presidency. India's highest court on Tuesday declined to legalize same-sex marriage and left it to Parliament to decide the matter. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron.
The court agreed with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government that the legislature is the right forum to rule on the matter and address what were called the human concerns of same-sex couples. The unanimous order by a 5-judge bench was a huge disappointment for the large LGBTQ community in the world's most populous country. It came 5 years after the court scrapped a colonial-era ban on gay sex. Asia largely lags behind the West in accepting same-sex marriage, with only Taiwan and Nepal allowing it in a continent where largely conservative values still dominate society.
The head of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, said Africa's oil and gas resources can alleviate energy poverty. It's a position criticized by climate change experts. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
Haitham El Gais, head of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, made those remarks to an energy conference in South Africa's Cape Town on Tuesday. It's a position often used by the fossil fuel industry to push for increased oil production in Africa. Climate change experts, however, argue that in African countries with large reserves, proceeds have mostly filled the coffers of corrupt political elites and have not helped tackle energy poverty. They say that the corruption that comes with petrodollars often leads to a worse delivery of basic services.
Reuters' David Doyle. A draft congressional report on Brazil's January 8th riots has accused ex-president Jair Bolsonaro of being the insurrection's mastermind. It also recommends that he be criminally charged with attempting to stage a coup. The report released Tuesday follows months of hearings by a committee investigating the insurrection in Brasilia. It cites evidence including phone calls and records. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.